This week, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Texas and some of the harshest restrictions on abortion in the country. These are the abortion rules that former Texas Senator Wendy Davis filibustered against, but were eventually passed in a 2013 special session. Commonly referred to as HB2, the rules require abortion physicians to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital and the clinics to meet the standards of a hospital-style surgical center. It also bans abortions after 20 weeks and restricts the use of the abortion pill RU486. One part of Texas did get a carefully carved out exception in the ruling. That's in the Rio Grande Valley. That exception was granted because the valley is isolated and many of the residents do not have the means to travel to San Antonio or Houston, the closest cities where legal abortion is available. We're going to be hearing from both sides with their reactions to the ruling and how they expect this will play out in Texas and at the Supreme Court. But first, in 2013, I traveled to the Rio Grande Valley to see how these abortion rules were impacting residents and found that some women were finding ways to terminate pregnancies without the help of a doctor. Texans are learning to... On the Mexican border town of Matamoros, there's a costumed grandfatherly pharmacist dancing in the street. He's here to attract customers on this boulevard that's lined with pharmacies. And this is where women from Texas come, looking for a pill that will terminate their unwanted pregnancies.
Yeah, they come, they take some medication for the stomach. If they take more than the dosage...
That's a Matamoros pharmacist who didn't want to give his name. Abortion is illegal in Mexico. He says he's heard of the new laws recently passed in Texas, but that won't stop what's become a profitable trade in this Mexican border town.
They can get it on any pharmacy because that medication is not a control medication. We can sell it without a prescription. So on any pharmacy.
Is it expensive?
A little bit. Maybe $200.
$200?
It is expensive, yeah.
The women come to buy the drug misoprostol. According to the International Women's Health Coalition, misoprostol is widely used around the world as a black market method to end pregnancy. But misused, it can cause severe abdominal pain and complications.
They could have severe bleeding, massive bleeding, infections.
Patricio Gonzalez is the CEO of Planned Parenthood in the Rio Grande Valley.
It's unsupervised medically, and they don't know what pills they're really getting. It may be the medication for to induce an abortion, and it may not be.
In the last 2 years, a growing number of women on the Texas border have turned to underground reproductive health care. Gonzalez says that's because of the legislature's 2011 cuts to the Texas Women's Health Program. That forced Planned Parenthood to shut half of its clinics in the Rio Grande Valley.
We had 8 open back in 2011, and we had to close 4 of them down because we lost 50% of our budget right away. So we had to close down 4 of the poorest clinics.
That meant about 10,000 women who were getting free or low-cost reproductive health care and cancer screenings from Planned Parenthood clinics are now turned away. And qualified women's health care will be even harder to find here with the latest round of restrictive abortion laws. The 2 private abortion providers in the Rio Grande Valley say they will close down.
You know, this bill that was just signed is crafted as a pretty perfect storm by our opposition to close clinics down.
Amy Hagstrom Miller is the CEO of Whole Women's Health. She says the biggest obstacle in the new law is the requirement that the abortion-providing doctor have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the clinic.
You know, Hidalgo County is a federally recognized, underserved community for medicine in general, and so it's very difficult for us to find local providers. So oftentimes, we fly people in from different parts of Texas. Very difficult to get those folks admitting privileges.
Planned Parenthood doesn't provide abortion in the Rio Grande Valley, but Patricio Gonzalez says if the other providers do close their doors, he might explore making the required expensive renovations.
The cancer screening, the colposcopies are done here. This is the camera that they use. For women.
The screening room is small, about 12 by 10 feet, space enough for the examination table, equipment, and cabinets, but not big enough for abortions, according to the new law.
The legislature wants them tripled, quadrupled in size. Hallways have to be lot wider. And what does that do for women's health? Nothing.
As Gonzalez leads me through the clinic, we pass the break room, and on the table is a handmade sign. It reads, "Keep your rosaries out of my ovaries," and it's proof that even though the law has been passed, the fight isn't over.